Hello, welcome to the Augusta Ollie Podcast. We just came back from a big, big weekend, special Monday podcast. Let's go to the podcast this week on a Sunday. This week, all right, let's start with Raw. Raw in this week, let's talk about Raw this week. Drew McIntyre, Serious Crusade, save WrestleMania 40. Many are wrong, but on the long way, took it to his first circle for a showdown. Roman Manny constantly blamed for him not being the undisputed WWE Universal Champion, Jey Uso. The Scottish Warrior battled Uso in a blockbuster main event. The Capitol show that also commissioned to low rivalry between Becky Lynch and Nia Jax. Who murdered Mysterio's 22 match of Taurus and momentum on this song set the big show of the year, happening as a direct investment invocation. So, I found out on this week's episode of Raw. So, Jey Uso vs. McIntyre, Becky Lynch vs. Nia Jax, Judgment Day vs. Imperium, then Seth Rollins' promo. Rollins, Rhodes' promo kicks off Raw. Rhodes and the world champion Seth Rollins coming to SmackDown Friday night to confront the Raw Young Spirit champion Roman Reigns. The babyface revealed the top show, not for Rollins, revealed nickname for the Great One, dubbing Rock Diarrhea Dwayne. Which is dumb. It doesn't make sense. He cites long-winded promos, insults. He's claimed that the ending bloodline is the biggest thing he and American Nightmare can do at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. This was a dedicated promo to kick off the show. Match accomplished. He has other segments involved. Rhodes and Rollins' point of build to WrestleMania April 6th and 7th show. Set fireworks Friday Night SmackDown. All superstars in the same ring. Reunion at the same time for the first time since WrestleMania kicked off the event in Las Vegas. Rhodes said this, don't ever talk about a dog. Rhodes pulling the Rock. So Rhodes instantly called Rollins his friend, but ultimately did naively. Danny name is Cody. Danny says, Rollins said, Rock, I dare you to try. Threatening to make the World Heavyweight Champion disappear. Dominic Mysterio versus Gunther, we go there. On the heels of a foolish stare down, sorry, Dominic Mysterio, the coordinator, caught the champion Gunther. Second generation star squared off for the ring general man day night. This is about expected with Gunther and William Mysterio initial strikes. The era of the most of this man mountain or comeback and acquire fighting underneath. Gunther cut him down, deliver a powerbomb, and tapped him out with the Boston Crab as a win. So what all showed up between who he'll just executed well, add a little to a bit of heat to the tease gentleman day imperial feud from week ago and showcase the growth. Mysterio is something a young competitor just still does not get credit for. Gunther defeated Mysterio by submission. So Michael Cole graduated Sting on his retirement Sunday night meeting when I mentioned the company for which Matt McAfee put over me event of AEW Revolution paper just in time for Cole to divert attention to the back match in the ring. Gunther tore Dominic's gear up and chopped him turning inside out. Mysterio played a de facto the babyface, but he's so hated for hands and not relaxed strongly, they may have otherwise. Kyle Chance and Kenny Carter versus Joey Stark and Shayna Baszler. Baszler starts one step closer to a shot at championships Monday when he defeated Chance, Kenny Carter, a competitor, a big short match. Later, the former champs appeared to have a win in hand, so broke up the pin. From there, heels earned a preview to win for the championship aspirations. After the match, Dakota Kai, Women's Champion Asuka, the Women's Tag Champs, the Kabuki Wars, into the ring. Said that after Asuka, Kairi successfully defended Tatsuki Lyra, Taya Paxley, tomorrow night, they'll defend against Baszler Stark next Monday in Houston. Baszler Stark versus Asuka Zayn is a potential stealth dealer, but giving up time, downer, expectation, and New Year will continue to watch her dethrone the champions. Baszler Stark defeated Chance Carter. Damage to control during Cole and Pat via commentary position, getting close. Central challenges to their women's tag team championship at WrestleMania 40. Carter Chance broke out with a double title fly on top of their fall. The babyface had the tag team chemistry decided the championship. Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax. Test rivalry between Lynch and Nia Jax. Wrote in our chat that made it 99 in a competitive match. Your before sent to halt the man's moment held the WrestleMania 40 match against Rhea Ripley for the championship for the first runner. Liv Morgan made a present for drawing score by cocking Jack's man. She confronted Lynch, who appeared ready to throw down the Jack. Stood tall, calls off the second. The money match for WrestleMania 40 is Lynch vs. Ripley. helping us that WWE has kept Morgan Jackson's critical parts of the story. Today's encounter between Ninja and Morgan and the Mad Fans will let our match on next week's show. But if the two of this best question is there a chance WWE pivots and books a four-way title match and allows all story threads to come together in one high stakes battle. Jackson defeating Lynch, right? Disqualification. Medals are a real thing, even though it's that's nerds, and McAfee said. Jackson will have a drug drop from the middle rope on Lynch, but Elimination Chamber winner kicked out of two. They made a better version of Jackson ever seen. Motivated as ever, chemistry was about every potential work that has been undeniable. Head to toward being a strong match for a finish, and a performance is the big reason why. Andrade versus Apollo Crews. Andrade returned to Square Circle for the first time, surprise periods of a match, square for Apollo Crews. When standing to the calling showcase for Eagle, the second stairs started by Samara, modified Hemlock DT. There was enough substance in the match as Crews made a known fact of Mondays per month. They got Andrade back on for the fans with strong whistle. There's that more interesting than Quash match when Mueller, mutual respect to him, Mysterio, ultimately mass has itself. Andrade defeated Crews for the match. General manager Pierce Mill, there will be a gauntlet match determined Gunther's opponent for the Intercontinental Championship. Next week's show, members are invited for the 2D include Zay, Ricochet, Nakamura, Bronson Reed, Jamie Duggan, Chad Gable. A backstage interview, Zay just said the challenge for underdog for a match with Ivar later in the show. John Monday versus Imperium, the Undisputed Tag Team Champion Finn Balor, the Empress Dungeon, they consider a recent streak of success defeating Imperium, the advance. Kind of a fun quality match on Monday, right? Heels isolate Baylor. Balor versus a potion about set up a hot tub priest. The archers sucks at a very defective Bayface territory to consider play it safe, but pretty down for the win. This is a well worked match. I saw champions score a rare clean victory. Continue to reign champions. There was no sign of miss this week. Later, the victors allowed to celebrate a victory according to Jinx. Hey, Jinx. Balor Prince defeating Bainsay Kaiser. So the Kaiser put up charity, put over Balor's championship reserve more than once. Could be a conscious effort. Especially to be a split a coming jumping day. Reached out some great babyface fire closing the match. Have fans slowly behind the tag team chains that battled the heel teams. Kaiser appeared at Palo injured left foot. Lays the match. Clutching out the coming down offer out the apron. Sami Zayn versus Ivar. Sami Zayn in another quality victory on Raw to WrestleMania. Defeat Ivar in a great match that had both a really minded and audience under running Viking Raiders won over 6 months. Afterward, a big Bronson re-attack. Zayn delivered the sign, sending a message to the rest of the field involvement. Next means Gauntlet match determined no more considered Gunther's Intercontinental Champion. Speak of the real general, Chad Gable of the new by Cathy with the champion bound to win next means match. He's lost to Australian Burton Towel Holder, beating him, putting a smile on his daughter's face. The Gauntlet match, numerous stories have played with it, make his next thing Monday show can't miss one, can't to the whiff of Tom involved, will ever be for WTV match of the year. All settled done. Zayn defeated Ivar, Cole's comments to Val, her antler stick is commendable. The manager joined the combat position, placed her antlers on the head. Ivar doesn't have a credit, he has earned for solo work in the last handful of months. He's been superb, capable of working strong man conditions against various backgrounds. Cuts up a heel kick by Zayn with a heel kick to perfect execute. Zayn delivered an ice floater to the corner, but as a cut off, heel kick sees Seta out of the corner. Jamie Uso vs. Drew McIntyre main event. Drew McIntyre dominated early on, trying to prove his birth to the body, saying he was a better sort of loser. Succeeded for the most part, trying to pinch two doors of the contest. Uso was resilient, saying the match fired a comeback and later shot until Jimmy Uso appeared to strap Twin Mudder, allowed the Scottish to score the winning call Claymore. Right prior to the finish, Rhodes hit the break side of defending Sokola. Their belts, Rollins did so too, blowing McIntyre past did not exist, chased Jimmy out of the circle like Jay has his moments earlier. Rollins ate a Claymore. McIntyre again floored the fallen chain, the thing has been done against the bloodline as the show went off the air. The match was good, it was about a bit long, but the closing of the show was red hot dust available in the segment of the broadcast. Creation of the Easton sibling rivalry of all the late in the bloodline, not to mention McIntyre's quest to save WrestleMania and beat the world heavyweight champion for the title. In terms of finishing Uso for another important last time in WWE, McIntyre got screen time. McIntyre hurled Uso over the end table, breaking the commercial break. The look on Charlie's face was bad, passive, and the blood was in anger. He was supposed to answer. This is another quality episode of Raw. WWE continues road to WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. We got the latest out of top few superstars, which is good. Logically, while the Korean team also real big gauntlet match next week. To top it off, we saw fun matches pinning Judgment Day against Imperium and Shosia between Sami Zayn and Ivar. Logical story, progression, fun ring work, quality stories, quality of little formula for success regarding the WWE TV. We got all three in this broadcast, make it easy, thumbs up. So that was this week's review of Raw. So let's go to the wrestling news. Okay. Let's see for wrestling news. Alright. RS1. Alright. Darby is doing okay at the same spot. Real glass at Revolution on Sunday. Needed 12 stitches. So we got an update on Darby Allin. So Allin once again didn't vow for something insane. AEW sent fans to become accustomed to during the main event with his 10 partners staying final wrestling match. Allin attempted to do a swanton onto Jackson, who was laying on a sheet of glass held by a bag of chairs. Hope for Allin. Matt Jackson pulled his butt away. Allin went crazy to the glass and the bag is lead by the red. So, Alvarez real wrestling Arizona. Allin will need 12 stitches to close out the wound. Real joke that 1,000 IA staples less than 9 Allin would need. The two-time TNT champ running AEW tag team chance will be vacated following Sting's retirement. He's going to climb Mount Everest later this month. He will be next wrestling against Jay White by AEW Big Business. So, yeah. Yeah, that is the news. Darby Allin is fine. Darby Allin is fine. Alright, here's another one. Alright, Max Santana is officially gone from AEW. Update on Max Santana. So the former Inner Circle men are now officially gone for AEW, according to Fightful Select. Santana removed from roster pay last week with a report mentioning not passing backstage in months. After being seen late, matches follows the glory, see far beyond a few. Santana joined AEW a long time. Pat partner Ortiz back in 2019, eventually split apart due to personal difference. He hit a personal roadblock when he tore his ACL in the former summer of 2022. Tried to compete at All In and Wembley Stadium this last summer. His final match in AEW was won in a showdown with Ortiz. He won. Alright, so yeah. That's the news for now. So that is the news for now. There's more to come. One more thing. I forgot one more new. It's an awkward one. So Greensboro, North Carolina declared March 3rd as Thank You Sting Day. So Sting will forever for honored by Greensboro, North Carolina. The Icon wrestled his title match at last night at AEW Revolution from Greensboro Coliseum, where he defeated Young Bucks and retained the AEW Tag Team titles. The venue's social media account announced that this match March 3rd will be clear as Thank You Sting Day. In Greensboro, the decision was made by Chris Wilson, who is the deputy city manager of Greensboro. A poor service to potato Sting's final match. Revolution, you can read if you want, but yeah, we got an official Sting Day, so yeah, official Sting Day. All right, that's about it. That's it for Raw and the wrestling news for now. Let's go straight to Dynamite Review. All right, let's get to Dynamite. We did Raw, now let's do Dynamite. Okay, this week's Dynamite. You're coming away from Revolution pay-per-view on Sunday with a new national champion, new normal contender for a minimal title, return to Colorado, and the final match for the Icons Day. Here's some of the advertisements for the show. Will Ospreay versus Kyle Fletcher. Rio versus Chris Steinlatter. We heard from Darby Allin. We heard from Nicholas and Matthew Jackson.
Hook versus Brian Cage. That's what everything happened on Wednesday Dynamite. Pulled the career. Strickland, my job versus the Kingdom. Time I Google thing. That story. Story Revolution. Was different. It might be a long amount of time for he pursued some available title. So I went to the Red Toss Trash for a square challenge to put the title on the line again. Almost like Joe will do it before the Undisputed Kingdom come out. Adam Cole told the group's hush was not the only Joe's only channel because they allowed to have it. We need to swerve with Joe taking a bet and match. Take even attack matches. Obvious outcome with the mag. Swerve Joe are not used to teaming up. Do not think chest of tongue. They were wide up each other. The match ended in more than 5 minutes. When pinning Taven, the action we got was good. It wasn't much. Shut down Swerve after Warlow looking around for us to prove a point. Strickland and Joe defeated the Kingdom. Segment was good. The match was somewhat okay. The Omis segment felt like a WWE segment. I'm saying it was a good way with a little pace, non-rest segment that advanced the story in the sports entertainment kind of way, just long enough over things welcome. Taven land and sold Swerve's finisher perfectly. Jericho had a nice moment. Hook backstage showing respect. Hook versus Brian Cage. Former tag team submits a single match. Title with Hook defending the belt against Cage. More matches Hook had, the most sells performance. He got off a squash anymore. To have a good competitive performance. Cage is a great fool because he makes everyone look like a hot dog due to his dentin physique, immediate presence, and real agility for a man of his size. FTW rules mean there are no rules. He saw playing weapons in the ring club. Piece of barricade was about to invoke the members of ECW, but it's only possible. Same vibe, the crowd emerged for those shows. The battle was good, but finished the best part. Despite being dropped on a pile of attacks, Hook refused to release the Red Rum and won the match. Totally on contact Hook until Jericho made the save. Hook defeated Cage. Cage had a cool gear look for his match. My muscular planning when he has a compliment. We will not cross your heavier bicep, Mr. Cage. The fact Cage never had a push and a big push and he has a WWE outside his run at ROH. It's been a tag chance. Wild, the guy should have just a TNT title reign by now. The way Cage looked through the barricade looked good. Kill Switch versus Daddy Magic. Kill Switch Daddy Magic had a fight 30 Garcia. Okay. Then Garcia Christian Cage match at Revolution. So AEW booked this angles about the same. That manner was aggressive as soon as he hit the ring to fight to much larger point of short lit. Once Kill Switch had a choke slam, all the news clothesline to finish the job. Spare a match, we get an appearance when an angry Garcia looked to defend his friend the way Daddy Magic has heard so many times. Nick Wayne pushed Kill Switch took Garcia down as Christian and Mother Wayne cheered from the corner of their tail. Alan Copeland showed up to chase the TNT champion out of the arena. He fled in a stolen SUV. Yep, Copeland. Switch defeated Johnny Magic. Copeland challenged quit Cage at a quit match in Diamond in Toronto for a TNT title match. It will be fun to see Bat Phoenix, Mother Wayne, and Iraq.
This song with you. Who's the one? She is. She wants to see what went out. But look at TNA. TNA needs more. It's not TNA. We need them. It is
a Lord, he ought to. An ideal that would.
Wrestling. Did I wrestling? Yeah. Try to talk, and he shot me down harshly. This was why. It was like, this is an issue now. Hey, when I'm bitter and problem, he didn't go out.
It's gonna change.
Maybe this is for the best. This is the message. It's not a good idea. You're gonna get big time this year. He don't wanna be a. This is a.
I'm gonna treat you.
You're a fucking idiot.
Trying to talk. he said he's going to destroy it. It'll be pretty. I mean, he actually complied. He surrendered, basically. Surrendered anyone. He had him on. To do the right thing. The right. In the end, he cussed. The top down. Look, he does. You're gonna have to deal with it. The calm down. The deal with it. He has to learn to deal with this. He has to deal with it. A big freaking this big further. But yeah, apparently a problem, man. It's true. This is gonna get worse. He's gonna make it worse. Need the problem. Respect. I mean, get his shit together. He's gonna drag you. He's gonna get taken. This is his. Bullsome. He's of a problem. He has many problems. He needs to. Tosh needs to get her shit together. Get her shit together. Get on the boat. Have a seat in there. Say all you want. Rest in her to get her shit together. And you need to as a coach. And she's matured, fully matured. Rio versus Chris Chandler, the Bucks. Crying. I think what's wrong. Killing. He's held the problem. Across the room, blood. He's in the afterlife. He was young or an idiot. He's gone now. He buried him. He's in a better place. But for he almost had his own way. They buried him. Oh my God. Angry. He killed himself. Cried. Need a father. Mental health. Illness. In the family blood. She my aunt. And I don't want that kid. You told one another. Look at it. You don't like her. Fine. Don't like her. Fine. This was such a that one. He has a bullet in it. Bite through the bullet in it. It was some age. She said, that's the issue. And that's a death, but they buried this man. Buried it. Be more.
We have Mr. Sad, Young Musk has special announcement, and Random about Luna Sting and Darby Allin Revolution. All right, we're back. I got distracted. They revealed that we are trying to find new tag champs. The belts were vacated. They announced that Adam Page, Hangman Page was suspended, attacking referees, and fired Kenny Omega. Eddie Kingston came out and were fighting with them as they got head. Kazuchika Okada came out. Looks like help. The man came for the hidden Rainmaker. He officially joined. Sam as a heel after the break. Rhea sat made away from waiting for a ratch. Stoked halfway. Stoked halfway with a ringside, but not commentary. You know he's going to get up to no good. This battle has a good amount of time. Kept picking up momentum. Slow start. They got some awesome chance. Worked towards the finish. Rhea was able to steal the win with a pinning combination after reversal after Stoked tried to get that piece of chain. Some awesome moment. Rhea defeated Sandler. Massive angry face is funny. King said throwing money and bucks for fine. Was hilarious during the break. Sandler hit a beautiful super. Rhea was the perfect opponent. Could snack air without almost no effort. Will Ospreay versus Fletcher, the main event. Ospreay versus Fletcher, man, the main event. Don Callis billed as counter between family members. They started pace exchange, and they were also getting the upper hand. The RIT, the stiff Irish whip that immediately Ospreay grabbed his injured back. The match lasted over 15 minutes. The show was packed to play in the light. They took some time for some slow moment, but they still kept a slow pace. Hit some big bots. They went into overtime, going past the end and going over 20 minutes total. But both men came close to winning a few times. For Ospreay got the pin, then the fan counter. After he and Kowalski put on a banger. As they shook hands, Bandstand came out of the ring, had a brief stay. Ospreay to end the show. Ospreay defeated Fletcher. Fletcher Ospreay hugging for the men was a nice moment. Ospreay's slingshot crossbody is a step above most. Ospreay landed his powerbomb most perfectly flat. Fletcher gonna have to will be pushed hard in 2024. He's gonna be too good to languish in the mid card. My thoughts for this week's Dynamite, the new one. This week's Dynamite was a solid episode. I felt move storylines forward, including a couple of standout matches. To me, Kiwi Swerve with the title picture is smart, and his segment joining this new kingdom was a good way to kick things up. When I saw Rhea Stack gave so much time, it was nice, actually. Cage Hook got a little bit of violence, but Ospreay and Fletcher just stole the show in the main event. So we're getting a tease potential feud to Oscar Dance and it's going to have people talking. I see that it's going to be the match for the Dynasty pay-per-view in April. So the best way out to wait until all the way to the next pay-per-view to get their first encounter. This is going to be crazy. Yeah. Yeah, it is going to be crazy. So yeah, this was AEW Dynamite. So now let's go straight to ROH. All right, here's my Ring of Honor review. Let's get to it. Ring of Honor to speak, but the women's TV title tournament continues. Lea Hirsch versus Red Velvet. Tournament to crown of ROH women's title tournament announced on Honor Club. Lea Hirsch versus Red Velvet scheduled air on this week's episode. The winner faced Amita in the semifinals. Amita defeated Valkyrie in the quarterfinals last Thursday show. So on us, the show is a corner survival tag team match. Infantry versus Brokor versus Angelica Speckle versus Ringo Local Jack Cartman. Matches will show with taped on February 24th. Bang Arena Center from Missouri. Let's go ahead of it. Hang up. The women's tournament, championship tournament. Hurts for Red Velvet. Red Cartwheel and Ringo Local versus the Horse versus the Infantry versus Angelica Speckle in a four-core survival match. Abandon versus someone. The show begins with Rundown Announced Underground's match night before kicking right up in the contest. Red Velvet to be Lea Hirsch. Hurt in her first and being her best friend. Illuminate opening tournament. Hirsch and her Velvet running point from the tournament. Had a big feel to it. Hirsch grabbed a school early in the contest while Velvet to the crates and separate every move. Hirsch felt Calico delivered some hard suplex to Velvet. The match interior into a final brawl with each hard shots an opponent. Velvet's four match win streak close to an end. Hirsch attempted the first near fall. Hirsch dragged Velvet into a top rope choke using leverage. Painful Velvet battled through, tried to pin it, tapping on. Hirsch kicked out of two. Played a super kick on Hirsch. Velvet climbed to the top rope, but Hirsch grabbed Velvet in a superplex. top rope, which landed both competitors out. The staggering to their feet was kick Hirsch to ground my career from Hirsch. Hirsch climbed the top rope, but then for the pitcher, perfect miss on Velvet, but only a two count. Women exchanged two counts several comments to Velvet, lock and hold the pin Hirsch, rub for Velvet, and to 7 hours nonetheless.
That's a problem. It's poison. Wrecking that brain. It's a cow. It's like a flying that thruster. And I'm holding him and he's blind. So trust that. And that's why he's in this position. He's in this position. Wreck this. This is why he has a problem. Going after the pigeon. We care about him. I care so much. And disability. Disability, huh? You know what? I'm not taking care of him. Who's gonna take care of him? He has to be. He's alright. Someone grab him.
And trickery.
He's missing. Alright, you know what? We're looking for a police. We wanna help him. Help Piggy on the bullet. We wanna care. Stop me carried. This is
trying to find them. It was a broken order.
Sure. And you know what? Fuck him.
Backstage, I wish I showed us some bad merch. Shirt, sunglasses, of course.
There was no one lost a weapon.
It was 3 years of hell that they do.
It was that real fear that they all might have a trace here. Alright, abandoned to be a Judy Elzo. Match being Elzo, being crap. Power of abandoned, wasting no time. Laid out over the devastating in your corner. Zulu shows up our offense and brought over the bulldog to abandon. This is Shields. Wrestling could change it, dude. Drag is coming to the ring. Martinez appearing on top of the ramp. Going to World TV title tournament at quarterfinal next week. The second, you know, they don't. This is a problem. This is going to.
You don't want to be here.
This is a problem.
The problem.
Man, this is...
Find a way.
We'll find a way. There's a way out there.
Fight with Connor. It was...
You know what? Just out there. Get over it. Just get over it. This is not happy. She don't want to... It really hurt her that. You know, really. This. I think she's gonna put aside. I'm gonna put
aside. I feel bad. This is more of my soul liberty. Bannon is not creeping on power. Quick recount. Bannon stared each other down.
Lee Johnson defeated John Cruz. Johnson Star, Keith Wright, string of wins in ROH. Quittable, challenging Cruz. Cruz tried to get a hand time belt. Johnson fought Batman. Nelson Lambert Cruz scoring the way right in the ring. Fast and million crowd. Jumped back, crowd beat the count. Johnson took control, tried to go for a run. Johnson, the pace of maintaining control, but Cruz on the ropes. Metro Cruz offense was something mocking Johnson. Behind games were met with hard body. Johnson maintaining the match. Johnson laid out Cruz with a blue thunderbomb. Only got two count. Made no mistakes, fired up to get pinned with a solid slam, bringing his sides win streak to a 6 in a row. Nyla Rose defeated Arsusa Dema. Fresh up for Los Latino last week in a brutal tables match. Was fired up, losing to take on frustrated Dema. But Rose and the Plunder rarely seen any version of the co-honor and went to work on the staggering Damian. Damian's stupid hero style tries to give her some advantage of Rose ragdolled from post to post. Before it got too hard to watch, Rose hit the beast bomb to get the win over. It was over. The infantry defeated Cartwheel, Local, The Workhorseman, and Jungle Express included a four-course survival match. Early in the show, Maria was found in the backstage by Jungle. Still in the black mask, they challenged the Maria boys and Matt, but she said they're off tonight. They don't. So she pointed out they haven't won anything in a while, so they give her a call when they do. Maria then taunted Sabbatical's stolen mask and left. The area ratchet was clearly on the mind of Jericho as he inspects. He had been most on the line as the match began. The corner tag, he tags in and refers to prepare rescue to maximum two moves per tag and being tagged out. The match passed, the crowd loved it, but it made it hard to fall sometimes. Double team on workhorse by infiltrator jumped in the ring. The referee were able to get the control set, but just headed outside the ring though. The workhorse really hurt me with the mess of the match on the floor and the watch. Eventually, he seemed to pick up all one member in the corner. In case those wrestlers hoping that outbreak is being like a hard hit with a legit man, Eagle Man. Tyrell's been to go had a fantastic two moves. Angry. This was a problem. He just lost the job. Again, somehow, but you want a ring pulled back. Got to go.
They will
go you. Nah, yeah, the problem is, literally, the boot from Bradley lay down. I don't want it. Hey, what?
What? I'm sad.
This is so beautiful. That's just kind of wild. Entertaining. After the match, Mir came out, taunt circles, mask missing one more time. And that was Ring of Honor this week. So next week, more qualifier action, the Ring of Honor Women's World TV title tournament. Yeah. Yeah, so that was this week's Ring of Honor. All right, let's go straight to SmackDown, then Rampage, and wrap it up with Collision. All right, let's get to SmackDown. SmackDown this week. SmackDown, let's see. This week, The Rock, Roman Reigns with Cody Rollins for WrestleMania, set for WrestleMania. The Rock added extra stipulation for Rhodes at WrestleMania 40 as Rhodes delivered a bit of payback with a slap across the face. The stakes at WrestleMania are being higher for Cody Rhodes at the SmackDown. Rhodes and Seth Rollins accept the challenge to face Rocky Roman Reigns on Night 1 WrestleMania 4. Afterwards, Rock revealed the career alternate stakes for Rhodes. If Rhodes loses a Reigns at WrestleMania 4, he's never allowed a challenge for the Undisputed Universal Championship again. Dwayne Johnson asserted his power as a board member. WWE's parent company TK Group Holdings and adding a new exhibition in 92 of main event of WrestleMania. So after the WrestleMania storylines, the show was supposed to split between Bayley and control the summer between LA Knight, AJ Styles, Pounce, T. Logan, Orton, plus more. So let's go to the highlights for the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. The Rock, before we talk about The Rock and stuff, so this is what happens about them. Orton laid out Case SI with RKO after Logan Paul revealed his prime beverage will be WWE's first ever ring mat advertisement. Orton and Kevin was defeat Austin Theory and Grayson Waller by pinfall after hitting Theory with the pop-up RKO combination. Paul tried to attack Orton brass knuckles post-match but failed. Bayley was strapped about damage control turn on and a sit-down interview with Caleb Braxton. Naomi expressed sympathy for Bayley, but the player was not having any of it. Bayley Lashley defeated Karrion Kross by disqualification after Otis of Pain attacked Lashley. Street Profits and Big Fat came to the rescue, but Testament eventually got the best of it. Legal Death Fantastic bullied Dragon Lee for wanting to be next Rey Mysterio. Tiffany Stratton defeated Mitchin by pinfall after hitting the prettiest moonsault ever. LA Knight smashed his TV with a chair after Jason Styles pounced to put him in his place in a pre-taped vigilant. Dragon Lee defeated Angel Garza by pinfall after hitting a Dragon Rana. Dingo did a fantastic laying him out with post-match. Dance Control bragged about outsmarting Bayley.
Dakota Kai says she'll see Bayley in the ring next week. So let's go talk about The Rock. Ray stays, gets a taste of his medicine. SmackDown GM that called this a police that etched care in hand ahead of Friday's supposed to meeting. It was all this desire to keep maintaining order, keep the two separate as long as possible. Elder Carrie knocked on Rose's door later leading to show and discovered they weren't there. The bloodlines in The Rock made her way to the ring first, during John Cena brand new soul entrance to see a positive reception from the live crowd. Rain sold Dallas proud of knowledge us that he didn't make a fine speech before Rhodes' music hits. Rose Rollins entered the ring, crowding him in a manner as said the Shield, the former faction comprised of Reigns, Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Rhodes, as The Rock. He had the authority set to attack him after all The Rock knowledge trains as cheap last week. The Rock reiterates thinks the match was interrupted by direct Wayne trains. Pros by Rollins on Raw. If Rollins wins, the bloodline will be banned for ringside when the Rollins goes 1-on-1, 92 at WrestleMania. If Rock and Reigns win, the bloodline feed interfere as they wish it. Let's be a chance to title match, Universal title match. Rollins cut off The Rock, telling Mr. Midlife Christ that he has time. He can't. There's Rollins stop the challenge or left on the Reigns. Then being asked Rhodes if he's going to let Rollins make the big stitch of career for him. The Rock reminds opponents that TK board member Rhodes is Rollins' boss. The Rock says that if Rhodes wrestling at 40, he'll never get another crack at the title. The Rock invoked the name Rhodes' late father, the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes. The Rock mentioned how Cody Rhodes, about 20 years younger than his sibling, made his mistake. Rhodes slapped the taste of his Rock's mouth and showed awkward went off the air. And he's aimlessly running along. So the energy for his tag team match at Powerball and surprises Night 2 main event. Arguably the best main event WrestleMania match in years. Everyone brought their game on the microphone. The Rock sheet of pile of stakes for WrestleMania weekend, maybe not. Or the Rhodes never been eligible for another world title shot again to his victory reigns. If Rhodes fails to get his title victory against Reigns, unless Triple H vetoes stipulation, and likely WWE makes the same mistake that AEW did by blocking Rhodes out of the top picture. Rhodes gives Rock a seat by slamming in the face, welcomed by muted by the show's awkward ending. The scene, the semi ran long, they had to rush a slap. The show ended awkwardly. It happens with disappointment for one of the biggest in recent history. That was SmackDown. Let's go to Rampage. Okay, Rampage. Let's go to Rampage results. This makes sense. So this week's Rampage in the post-Revolution Week, but AEW has already started moving forward with some new existing feuds. We got Julia Hart versus Renegade, Robin Renegade, Kip Sabian and Butcher versus Trip Brother, Orange Cassidy, Top Flight versus Pride of Pride versus Pride of Keith and Commander, Penta versus Andre Andrade, Orange Cassidy, Trip Brother versus Butcher and Kip Sabian. Rampage opening with Cassidy, Bretta making an entry to the opening bout, but Sabian and Butcher ran at ringside. Bretta made the mistake of trying to trade strikes with Butcher early on, so he switched gears to try to use speed to avoid the big man. OCSA and more even mess segment change, but Sabian had a clear power van. He broke all defense on Cassidy's injured back, heavily tanked due to the injuries and accumulated. It was a pretty standard AEW tag match, a good energy, a couple of good spots. Bit too much frontmen or precautions and a pinnacle outcome. Beretta, Chuck Cassidy got the one center Chuck Taylor. It was after opening the group. Cassidy and Beretta defeated Sabian and Butcher. Okay. Jericho was back at commentary as his time away. Sabian doesn't look like a powerhouse, but catches a grown man like OC jumps from ropes, still quite impressive. Blade was in ringside pillow before, was nowhere to be seen. We got a little video package for the infantry. Renegade versus Julia Hart. Robin had to go solo by the Twin Sisters show this week. Got a big opportunity to face the Arch Hartford TBS champion. It was a short match designed to give Hart a pretty decisive victory. It was a quiet squash. It was exactly competitive. Hart defeated Robin. Jericho threw out a random spooky reference. An effort to scrub Hart was kind of funny. Honestly, the camera should have been zoomed much when Hart is slamming someone's head to the mat. You can see Robin was in head nowhere near making contact. Different angle would better hide it, honestly. Amtrak driver is a pet that has zero. Two high flyers departed Ray Truett matches on Rampage a couple of months ago. Met for a singles bout when Andretti took on Penta. Jericho did a lot of the put up and dry over on the commentary. He and the former attached had fought out of the ring. There's a fire energy friend as you expect. Andretti the most angelic young performance in AEW, and Penta's skilled veteran carried a decent match. It's part like that, Andretti. He was able to let loose do some cool stuff. Let loose and do some cool stuff. Penta secured the win with a trademark package powerbomb driver to end a fun bout that had the crowd defeat. Penta defeated Andretti. Penta's kicks to stop a suicide dive was great. Andretti was starting not to make the water chugging thing a part of his character. It was fun once, lost his, but quickly lost his charm. Get back to what you can do, fill out two beers like miniature was a showing essential. I wouldn't make it past the pilot phase today. Yeah. I'll talk about the man show. For running young readers, it was a show on Comedy Central. I wouldn't make it past the pilot phase today. Penta's super kick on Andretti was trying to hit the spin was great spot. It was almost going to Shawn Benjamin, Shawn Michaels do the same spot. Penta's Benjamin could see it connect the putt a bit better. Andretti's rainbow corkscrew look amazing. So this week's main event is Private Party versus Top Flight versus Commander Keith. This week, the main event was a continuation between Private Party and Top Flight, but this time Keith Commander were added to the third. When Keith Commander and felt like ran an addition to match, they felt like added to the chin a possible way. Private Party were a clear heel. Top Flight was something with Commander. The Bounty Hunter for brief spurts were going back to being opponents. Bet that there were a lot of chaos, but it come hard to remember. Competitors were legal, also get plenty of man spots that show up everyone's the talent. Darius Martin scored a victory with a nice brick court powerbomb. Commander Andretti joined the remains to celebrate. Top Flight defeated Private Party. And Commander Keith. The kid said that the ringside looked like he was had to be on camera. Commander with a poncho like Keith was a nice touch. Like their parent feel less slightly random. It never looked right for it. The queen of wrestling, shirt looks like it would be something convenient when wrestling. Rampage would enter the time pro wrestling didn't happen. Friday's Rampage this week was a entertaining hour pro wrestling. It wasn't exactly no for anything to happen. We don't need title change to big moments like pro wrestling, but there should be also more of a center to watch solely promising a decent match between the two or two. Rampage is a C-show due to an hour-long air and later hour diamond and collision. If you want to succeed, it needs to start feeling it did during the first few months. Rampage was the CM Punk debut. We used to get big matches and important moments, but it feels like it's been months since anything memorable happened besides Ruby Soho, Chuck Parker, or Vine going on a date. Considering Friday was International Women's Day, it was even more noticeable how little time women got this week. The other three matches were all entertaining their own way. The week's show was a whole likely to stand out. So, that was Rampage and SmackDown. Let's get to Collision, and then that'll be it.
All right, let's get to the Collision, the last thing before we end the podcast for this week. Okay. Hey, we're going to Collision this week for final show. Collision for March 9th. This week's edition of Collision on this week. Following the official debut of Revolution, Okada makes his first appearance. Collision as a member of the Elite. A lot more that happened on Saturday night. Here's the episode's card heading to this week's Collision. House of Black vs. Jarrett vs. Kalito. Rio May vs. Tishadora. Jericho vs. Titan. Mystico vs. Jericho. Brian Danielson vs. Shane Taylor. Nick Wayne Natch in the first Tony Award. Let's get into what happened this week's Collision. Danielson vs. Shane Taylor. He's once again. He's once again acting like a baby face through the crowd, so a little heel turn during the feud. The Kingston's over for now. Danielson, one of those few convincing tweets, so he can get away with it. Taylor and me show his power, Chevy. Brian across halfway ring as soon as they lock up. A couple of minutes. It was all about Taylor being dominant. Once Taylor's in, the chop down the size. Tails legs with kicks, bars, moves, scissors. They went back and forth, controlling the pace. Tom, the match had a steady pace, had given him plenty of time for trash talk and posturing. These two different kinds of wrestlers are both great strikes. They were a great exchange. The American Jack kicked off the win, was confronted by Willow Spray. He put over Taylor, danced the match, set the dance to one of the best out there. Angry Dancing tried to steal his thunder on Dynamite. Dancing challenged the match of Dynasty. Esprit agreed and shook hands. Dancing defeated Taylor. Taylor is one of the most legitimate tenured wrestlers in AEW. His facial expressions are perfect. Dancing kicks as though said he doesn't need to slap his Dynamite sound down to hear the real impact. Taylor has such big legs to get away using a leg drop as a finisher. The Elite Squash, Maria May versus Shishidora. As Hana in his first match of Collision gets three jobbers in a trios match alongside the Young Bucks Elite, one of every quick squash match. Kingston show up, try to attack, but is beaten down for 3 minutes until Pac came back to make the save. Next week we'll get Kingston, Pac, Penta versus Elite in trios bout. Elite won. The next match, Tommy dressing in Tony Storm's original gimmick takes on Adora in a singles competition. While Adora has a power advantage, given matchup, your competitor felt as they were at a significant disadvantage with a start match with good energy. By nearly enough, Ray May's running knee finisher looked great to cap it off. Storm came and presented me with a Tony Award, but Diana Perrazzo intervened. Storm and May took her down and celebrated. May defeated Adora. The call Rainmaker looked good. Jobber sold it perfectly. May just a great job getting it to his own manners and body language down. Stone on the street was searching hilarious. The crowd was telling May she deserved the award. It was cute. Nick playing squash. Miss Juggle versus Titan. Wayne had a quick match week against local Titan and Priest. He's not unknown to any friends, the role of the job, the Wayne, the young man won the Wayne's world. A masked man attacked Christian, and the crowd eventually revealed to be Adam Copeland. Someone in with Copeland, TNT title above his head. Wayne won. Another CML luchador stepped into AEW ring this week when Titan took on Jericho, who was in Lionheart gear. Jericho works well with luchadors because he spent time in Mexico wrestling. Working with many in WWE, AEW, he knows his style, uses a lot of his own style, make a good base for high flyers, where he gets people safely. Jericho's no spring chicken, when he fights these young luchadors, brings him forward and feels he's a bit younger way around. These kinds of busters came up alongside. This is a style of counter, make Titan look good as AEW debut, allowed Jericho to show up, he has still gas in the tank. Lionheart pick up the submission to close out a match, might be more fun than expected. Jericho defeated Titan, the whole thing with Box Copeland, I don't know what's unnecessary. Titan mask and then revives the evil Uno's mask. Jericho's first takedown to a bone arrow submission looked good. Mystical versus Jericho battle. Different luchas start to place when the uber technical Jericho took on a high fly Mystical. This is the kind of match you can't do just for summary because there's so much going on. Packed a lot of action. It was about 10 minutes to bell a bell. Mystical song, Gore to win. Both a Jericho spectacle raise his hand, sign of respect. Go all the way and see this. Not that long, great example of both just styles. Mystical defeat Jericho. Jericho, bright gear, looks so distiff. Mystical really stepped above most luchadors. Certain things he does look better or smoother. We go to the main event. Asa Black versus Briscoe, Lethal, and Jarrett. So this week's main event was a trio street fight with Malakai Black, Buddy Mack, Brody King taking on Briscoe, Lethal, and Jarrett. This is a chaos from start to finish, but nobody was expecting anything less than an AEW street fight. It's all kind of new, non-participant, getting the ball either. Sorry. Used to get some set John and Jam fire. But in a way, Christian putting Briscoe to anybody to a penny on the ring. That's not pretty, but some of our may have wrapped the show. That'd be the end of the feud, but it is. It suddenly put HLB back on right track to chase the trio's titles again. As a back to V, Briscoe, Lethal, and Jarrett. So weird seeing Double J on the babyface team. Matthew has some great spots. He's easily one of AEW's most versatile athletes. King took a guitar to head for Rollins and Taylor. It was a fun shot. Took the right place for it. It was an awesome chance. Broke out. Final thoughts this week.
This week's collision was another great match. It was an unnecessary sharp bounce. This one strange booking decision. Bill debuted nearly seemed likely a promo, but instead, Okada ran lead wrestler in the first match as a contract to AEW talent as Trios Squash Match. Trios Squash Match. Close quake, but debut win. His wife, like I said, one of the best modern pro wrestling in a 1 minute trio, seemed like an odd choice. A street fight was entertaining. But Juggle and Mystical definitely had a technical, best technical match, while Danielson and Taylor had a more well-rounded at the counter. The non-wrestling segments did their job, but Storm's presentation, Tony Ware, was a highlight. Yeah, this was Augusto Lee Podcast. I'll see you next week. All right, then. Bye, everyone.